Okay, kids, this is a hijacking. Remain calm and nothing but your eardrums will get hurt. Welcome to the Australian edition of the Orange Belt Podcast for science. First things first, let's get the important stuff out of the way. Yep, you guessed it, folks. It's time to find out the current contents of my sleeping bag. Today we have 9 black socks, a t-shirt, the old tip from my forky, a spoon, and finally, a small handful of loose change. Why yes, ladies, I am single. And now the weather. Using the highly scientific method of looking out of my window, I can tell you that it's raining. Don't worry though, with the invention of the roof and walls combination, I am safe from the wetting. I don't know about the weather in various parts of the US, UK, Chile, Japan or Sweden, I can't see that far from my window. Next up is a B-movie group update for science. Really need like an echo and then a thunderclap there, I reckon, for full effect. You'll just have to imagine it. However, back to the task at hand. We finished the dead run with Night, Dawn, Day and Land of the Dead, and I'm sure you'll agree, it was all gold. But for those of you who aren't as keen on zombie movies as, say, me, we've got some real gems coming up. Next, of course, it's Death Race 2000. Not only an excellent movie in its own right, but also the inspiration for Carmageddon, the racing game for the chemically imbalanced. It also has the dubious honour of starring Sylvester Stallone at the start of his career, who plays Machine Gun Joe, possibly the angriest and stupidest gangster in existence. But what makes this film really shine is, of course, the man himself, David Carradine, playing the mysterious Frankenstein. Another highlight is of course Dog Soldiers. We'll be watching this in a couple of weeks. This is an excellent movie in a genre that's filled with duds. It's got English people in it, so you know it's good. Then in about a month, we have a real favourite of mine, The Blob, in all of his jammy, oozy glory. Moving swiftly along. By now I hope you've all noticed the new forum scheme in For Science. Due to governmental sabotage, I'm unable to finish it for myself in the foreseeable future, and this is where you guys come in. We need buttons for new thread, post reply, quote and edit to round it all off. Now I can't offer you much but my eternal gratitude, which sadly is not redeemable at most shopping outlets. However, you will be loved and adored by all, so it's not all bad news. As for the specifics, well, they're not going to be all that specific. Dimensions-wise, no larger than the current defaults, but not so small that it's illegible. Colour-wise, well, just make it stick with the theme. Only one real stipulation applies. Test must be that electric blue that I love so much. The code for that is 21BEFF on your magical palette, dealy-wacker. Yes, so technical. Other than that, go nuts. Now all we need to finish this podcast is a touch of class that only poetry can bring. This is one of the earlier pieces Hammy posted in his blog, and I feel as the makings of a true classic. I hope you kids have been keeping up with his daily deviations. He's been posting some quality material. So without further ado, I present to you Phyrex in the near future. O Phyrex, wondrous tool, a friend more dear I could not find at my side against this urban hell, filled with denizens of darkness, their lust, to leave only wanton destruction in their wake. The cynic hunter dives for the elaborate, roaring metal teeth, tearing chunks messily, splintering wildly hot shotgun bullets of death, lay full short of raw beauty, the pure simplicity, the ease of you, my fire axe. Do you thirst for fuel, my noble friend? No petrol, lead, or extensive care do you demand? Only a quick sharpening now and then, as we flee endlessly, through street and alleyway, surrounded always by your next moaning victim. White-knuckled fire axe, without you I surely perish. They fall before me, piled atop one another like decrepit dominoes, emitting guttural groans, unholy screeches as you rend, shining red, through flesh and bone like a crusader sword. See, kids? Now that is art.